This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, Amari Cooper no longer here. Kenny, might he have flown the coop? Well, you liked it better when he did it?
He didn't like it either time.
Yeah, that's why we had to balance it out.
Yeah.
It's a fair show. Fair and balanced show.
Mitch, you want to take a shot at it?
Mitch, go ahead. What did Cooper do?
He flew the coop.
Boom.
That
was
the worst one.
I thought he had confidence and delivered it.
I thought Mitch's actually was the best.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you missed it. Mitch answering the phones? This is a very different voice, very different demeanor.
What's he sound like?
He was in charge, man.
Is it like 92.3 The Fan? Good morning. How's he sound? Tell us how he answered the phone.
Daniel Day-Lewis?
Owen was blown away.
92.3 The Fan, I drink your
Tell him about the milkshakes.
I've abandoned the call!
Anywho, Amari Cooper, no longer a Cleveland Brown. And Kevin Stefanski, his now former head coach, was asked, gee, coach, how are you going to make up for the loss of his production?
I think it's a bunch of guys. I think, as you know, Amari's volume of targets was a lot. Well, those have to go to other people. So other people in the wide receiver room, the tight end room, the running back room, what have you. But we do have a lot of confidence in our guys.
They do got to go to other people. Will they get to other people, though, is the question, Kev.
Deshaun, don't throw the ball. Don't throw the ball to Amari Cooper anymore. That would not be the guy to do it.
They got to go to some people, yeah. Well, what happened there, Coach? He's thrown to Amari. Amari hasn't been here in 3 weeks. I know. That's the part of the problem, sir.
All right, now I heard.
Deshaun, in the third quarter, you threw it into the flats. No one was there. What was your reasoning?
You saw Amari.
Called the Cooper play, damn it. Stop. Get rid of the Cooper page of the playbook.
You laugh now, but you wait. When we're still playing him in a month, well, he's still throwing to Amari Cooper. And that's part of the problem.
All right, so. You know, Jerry Jeudy, we had said just a couple of weeks ago, Jerry Jeudy was the best wide receiver that we had seen this year. Now, it was a very low bar, and it wasn't a lot of production to go around. Jerry Jeudy, you're not going to get the big yards after the catch or anything like that, but he was pretty sure-handed until really the last few weeks. Now, he has 248 yards on the year. He's right now, the math doesn't really add up to him having a massive year. But
it doesn't sound good, but it looks good.
Can he now start to look like a number one wide receiver with the absence of Amari Cooper? Might his chemistry with Deshaun Watson help him start to make the passing game look a little better?
I'll answer your question with a question.
Go ahead.
Who's throwing to him?
Right now, it's Deshaun Watson this week.
And the answer is no.
Kenny, they hooked up one time for 35 yards last week.
Great.
Against
Washington. I have fond memories.
Oh, all of a sudden you're going to forget about Washington where he had the one catch for 16 yards.
This is not anti-Jeudy. I'm not new. Well, I have nothing against you. From what I've got to see out of Jerry Jeudy this year, I've liked Jerry Jeudy. No.
Well, Jerry Jeudy,
I'm not going to go after Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry
at least
Jeudy's
not yet.
Going to be the number one target the rest of the year. The question is,
I'm still convinced it'll still be Amari Cooper.
Well, regardless of who the quarterback is next year, is Jeudy going to be the number one wide receiver when they kick off week one next year?
I don't know. Probably.
They got an extra third-round pick this year. You know they're taking a third-round receiver.
We can take another water heater.
So, it was...
Roll his ass down the sideline.
I didn't even ask
you
about...
Can you roll him in a post? Oh, we can try.
I didn't even ask you about Cedric Tillman. What does this mean for Cedric Tillman? You gotta take some of these seriously,
more
Ken.
More jet sweeps. Give me more of them.
More.
This is what people who were sitting at Gallagher were thinking in the 80s, man. Just laughing the whole show. Because you got me in stitches right now. This is great. What's it mean for Cedric Tillman? I don't know. Take your guess.
Meanwhile, Nick Chubb.
You go have him park cars across the street from Progressive Field today. Give me the same output right now.
Folks, Nick Chubb is back. He was a full participant in practice yesterday as he makes his triumphant return from that horrific injury he sustained against the Steelers in week two a season ago. So he was asked about how he is going to build confidence that he can be the great Nick Chubb again.
I think just because I've been through it before, I knew what to expect. I knew how to go about it. I think that definitely helped me, and also just the support I've had with the trainers here, the strength coaches here, my people back home, doctors at University Hospital. I think all that just gave me confidence in myself.
He's the best.
He is awesome. He is the one beacon of light in this otherwise miserable season. Outside of like, okay, Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett is a beacon of light.
And JOK is still running around making huge plays.
Yeah.
Even in some of these losses.
Oh, gosh. Get out your flashlights. I'll do a beacon of light right now.
Let's go.
Give me my depth chart. Hold on. Busk, while I find my depth chart. Here we are.
Right.
I'm trying to think who else. Bajorquez?
Do you have any song?
The Beacons of
Light? He actually turned on his flashlight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flashlight, like people can see it in there.
Oh, yeah. Beacons of light,
good
Kenny.
Job on you, Mitch. All right, beacons of light. Here we go. Joel Bitonio.
Still?
Yeah.
Is he having a good season?
It's gotten better. But, you know, when you're out there on an island, you got five attacking you. David Njoku, beacon of light. Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's not his fault. He's just been banged up that he hasn't been able to be.
Okay, so we have
David
a flicker
Njoku
going on there. Jerry Jeudy, beacon of light.
But okay.
All right, so that does it for the offense. Myles Garrett, beacon of light.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, beacon of light.
Yep.
Denzel Ward, beacon of light.
Yeah, I say so, still.
Grant Delpit, beacon of light.
And again, he was injured. But I will say this.
Grant Delpit, beacon of light.
Delpit's been pretty good.
It's looking like the Castle Rock thing at the end of Seinfeld now, guys.
1,000 points of light right now.
We got it going on. Ronnie Hickman, Rodney McLeod, beacon of light.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Dustin Hopkins, beacon of light.
I know he missed the extra point.
Corey Bajorquez, beacon of light.
Yes, 100%.
Rex Sunahara, beacon of light.
You know what? Bay Village guy. Of course he is.
Local guy, bet
your ass.
What is it about Bay Village and special teams?
So
a
you got,
special community.
You got Nick Chubb right there. That's seven right there. Yeah, boy, there's something in the water that makes them very special there, that they're all special teams.
Three-part series from Anthony Lyman.
The water is right there, Kenny. That is the beauty of living in this waterfront village, that I live very far away from the water. Meanwhile, we... are getting ready for a pivotal and a must-win game three. I think we all would agree where tonight, really 5:00. I love the start time. Matthew Boyd.
Oh, it's a great time.
Is going to be toeing the rubber, and he was asked how he's feeling.
I don't know how it's going to feel, but I know what I'm going to do, and that's kind of the way I approach it, right? Like, my game is my game. However I feel, whether it's super excited or the lead block in my stomach, I'll be happy for it, and I'll just go out there and go do what, you know, I know I'm going to do when the ball's in my hand.
Sounded pretty damn confident, no?
Yeah.
Do you
he
have
needs
confidence?
To be confident. Yeah, I actually do have a lot of confidence in Matthew Boyd.
As long as you don't pull him after an inning and a
right
third.
Right now, he's the only starting pitcher I have confidence in.
Isn't it amazing? This is really stupid. The way baseball works, especially the playoffs, it's really stupid to make a statement, the likes of which I'm going to say.
Go ahead.
The first two innings is everything tonight. If we can actually have a lead after two innings, we're winning this game, and we're going to cut into that lead, and we are going to seize control, or at least have a chance to seize control of the series. If they're down 3-0 again after two innings, and they're going to the bullpen, it's done.
Why even have Jason Stanford on the station when we have bits like that that we can use?
I'm sorry. You can't boot around the stupid baseball, and all of a sudden you're down. You're just gifting that team runs. This team that I'm not blown away with, and I will maintain, I am not. This isn't a sore loser. This isn't a loser's lament. It's not like, oh, the Yankees. Like, they're not that good. This Yankee team, of the Yankee teams of the last 25 years in the playoffs, where does this one rank of all their playoff teams? Not up there. Not up there with any of the
best. I don't know. Mitch is the one who knows Yankees history.
Oh,
ask Mitch.
Perfect.
I don't know.
Where are they?
Where are they, Mitch?
It's definitely not with the early 2000s teams and the late 90s teams, and maybe not even 2009.
We're not just talking through it, Mitch. Let's go.
Yeah, power rank them.
I mean, like all the teams ever or just the ones I just said?
Last 25 years, playoff teams.
Number one, 98. Number two, 99. Number three, 2009.
So you just picked all the World Series teams?
Yeah.
All right.
There wasn't a diamond in the rough team that really should have won the World Series. It didn't.
I mean, the 2001 team I thought was going to win.
Wow, of course.
Didn't we all?
You're 27. What do you mean you thought the 2001 team was going to win?
I was paying attention back then.
You were?
Yep. My one-year-old self watching Yankee games on Yes Network. Didn't even exist back then. I don't even know.
I don't know. You're the Yankee fan. You tell me.
We do have one final note.
What's
ceremonial
the final note?
First pitchers at Progressive Field. Game 3, Jason Kipnis. Game 4, Travis Hafner. Game 5, Ryan Merritt.
Well, there's three of them.
Well, for what Merritt did in 2016,
yeah.
I mean, where were they if they didn't have him stepping up in a huge way? So, on behalf of that, I'm going Merritt 1. I'm going Kipnis 2, Hafner 3. No slight to Hafner. It's a power rank. Somebody's got to be third.
It should be last in power ranking.
Bob Wickman, all three games.
That's it for about last.
Cedric Tillman,
not
third
it for power
game.
Ranking, though. We'll do it four more times today.
Poor Cedric Tillman. I'm sorry, young man. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. I feel bad now. Is that it?
For about last night?
Yeah. I can hear you drinking your coffee. You sound good. Sounds like it's tasty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.